This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I should probably call this episode The Big Backfire, because that's exactly what's about to happen to the left. Almost knocked something over on my desk. Oh, sorry about that, guys. The Big Backfire. Donald Trump served the best 4 years as president ever. Not because all of his ideas are great, because they weren't, but because of all that he battled and yet still accomplished. And so they cheat to get Joe Biden. And let me tell you something. I got a video kicked off of YouTube that was from a month and a half ago, where I essentially guaranteed Trump would win, because I said even with the cheating, you know, that they're going to have to cheat too big, et cetera, et cetera. And YouTube retrospectively took it off. I don't know if you guys heard, we're going to play this later in the broadcast, but the exchange between Rand Paul and Stephanopoulos, and they're talking about, how can you say that they're cheating? And Rand Paul is like, how can you say that they didn't? I told you guys in a previous broadcast of this show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out about the show and other stuff, but I told you, I said, everything these people do has to have you validate that there was no cheating. See, we would just be moving along. If the Democrats accused us of cheating, we'd say, well, let's look at the numbers. Let's go out and take a look at it. But if we won, we wouldn't be going, now you admit that you didn't cheat. Admit that we won legit. We wouldn't be doing that, would we? We'd say, oh, I tell you what, let's count. That's what we asked for. By the way, we did win. Legitimately, and we asked for a count, and the cheaters said no. But I'm calling this particular episode, maybe this show today, The Big Backfire. Because, see, everything that Donald Trump exposed about this crooked government and these crooked Democrats, these leftists, these people that tell you that they want the world to be fair, is going to come out. Every piece of it. The lies, the blatant in-your-face lies, and then making you, I mean, beating you into submission. And when I tell you they're beating you into submission, I will prove to you with clips today what these people have in store for you if you don't follow their path. They are in for a rude awakening, because I'm going to tell you, I think 80 million people are going to tell them to go, well, propagate the species with themselves. Donald Trump did us a favor, and it should have been a two-term favor. We let him down. He let us down to a degree, because he didn't fight to the degree that he said he would, but we let him down in many ways as well. We needed to be more prepared. It's funny, we got these people out there, these good organizations, Catherine, forget her last name, but she runs True the Vote. And these are people that really were out there fighting to get people registered, to make sure that they, you know, it was the right people getting registered, and so on and so forth. And we still got taken. But it's the big backfire. And you play a part in it. Because as long as you don't admit it, as long as you know in your heart of hearts, you don't even have to guess about this. They cheated. You will never be told to say, no, they didn't cheat. If I ever do media and they say to me, you know, to explain the election, I'll say, well, first of all, Joe Biden is not a duly elected president because they were the people who cheated to get him in. I will never do media and not say that. And if anybody challenges me on it, I will push back as if they slap one of my kids. But I'm going to prove to you today and going forward that this is the big backfire. See, they did the big cheat. And now they got to figure out, how do we manipulate the rest of this stuff? See, here's the problem they have. The Democrats can manipulate the voting machines of Dominion. They can manipulate the public opinion of the monkeys that listen to their stuff. But what they can't do is they can't get to us. Oh, I know, Kevin, it sounds a little bit like you're giving us a lot of credit, given that, you know, we're all wearing stupid masks and putting ourselves, you know, in lockdown and quarantine. But see, there comes a point where you will draw the line. I believe it's conservatives, and you may disappoint me. I hope you don't. But I can tell you this. Until we defeat these clowns again, they will never hear from my voice, out of my mouth, that they weren't the biggest cheaters on the planet. Let me move on, because I'm going to talk about Biden's approval and the idea that he's going to be the uniter. Biden the uniter. He says, even those that didn't vote for me, you know, I'm still going to be your president. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not even the president for the people who supposedly voted for you. They're even mad at you, and I'll give you the numbers. Leading into this, I gather up a bunch of stuff, and I was thinking about this, but they're still bashing Trump. And there's a reason for this. It's because they have nothing good to say about the bonehead that's in office. See, Biden has really screwed up. He's rescinded, he's issued his new executive orders. By the way, one of my friends showed that there was nothing on the executive order. He was blank signing something and saying what it was. Now, does that have any significance? Probably not. I don't know what all that means. Because we know what his executive orders are on, Keystone Pipeline and, you know, some other stuff. And now he's reversed Trump was letting people come in from South Africa and other countries, reversing this Wu flu stupid ban in Europe as well. And he says, no, they can't come in. So, of course, that's going to cause the Europeans to retaliate. So we can't go there. And we're essentially on lockdown, which is fine. I'm happy to be locked in the United States, the United Socialist States of America right now. But anyway, my point is, the media is not going to quit beating up on Trump. And they're going to act as if Trump, I don't think Trump has tweeted. I think he did one interview. I don't think he's done anything significant since he left. And they still can't quit talking about him. Now, I get it. He lost. They want to rub it in. Of course, they want to make sure his carcass has no remnants of it, not even dust. So they got to ridicule him, ridicule us, talk about putting us in concentration camps and re-educating, etc. Still bashing him. But if Biden were doing something good, they would pivot in a minute to talk about how wonderful Mr. Braindead Demented is. But they can't do it. And they're going to have whatever length of time he serves to not do it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's beginning. The Kevin Jackson Show, that is, as well as what I predicted. It's already begun. Joe Biden is still has been president for a few days, and it's already started. I think it's funny that a brain-dead moron like Biden achieved the same aspirations as Barack Obama. He actually bested Obama. That's the rationale that leftists have to live with. They have to live with the fact that they chose a meathead like Biden over Obama, supposedly by 12 million votes. You can always rub that in on him. You can say, you know what I find really interesting? That you guys love a senile, old, demented white fool, and you let him eclipse the record previously set by baby black Jesus. I didn't think anybody would be that stupid. You want to talk about, you want to know how I know you cheated? That's how I know you cheated. The racist on the left chose a white man to eclipse Barack Obama's record, and he didn't just barely beat it. It didn't like he just barely got over the finish line. He destroyed it. You even hate women. Hillary Clinton didn't get that many votes. Wow. Leftists. Hater of black folks and hater of women. That's what that record shows me. Hillary got fewer votes than Obama, even when the big cheat was on for her. when they had Comey's Justice Department running interference for him. That's a whole other story. Because you saw this, right? You saw the story that they knew what was going on and they did nothing. It is all over our media. It's not in the leftist, lame, liar media. No, it's not there. The non-truth media. The media that wants you to believe that Joe Biden won on his own merit. The 47-year failure who's a plagiarist, a racist, who's essentially sold America out. Has a crackhead son that set up the family's business in Ukraine and China and Russia and reports to the big guy. But no, they want you to believe that he got it on the real. Mm-hmm. As I said earlier, still bashing Trump because they got nothing good to say about this clown. Biden doesn't want unity, folks. He wants conformity. And it's not even him who wants it. You know who wants it? I should say it's not even he who wants it, to be proper English. But do you want to know who wants it? The people that are controlling him, the people that have told him, you misstep and you're in prison. We invoke the 25th Amendment or we impeach you. He is at the mercy of whomever is in control of this government. For reals. Yep. One of my friends tweeted this. Biden single-handedly alienated more Americans than Carver ever did. And Biden did it with the stroke of a pen. He ended medicine price cuts, dismantled energy jobs, stripped federal protections for women, shakes down our military, and the census is being modified, which impacts redistricting and elections. That's what he's done so far. Just wait to get. And do you think it's him who's doing it? Honestly, do you think Biden's going, boy, let's raise the price of insulin drugs for diabetics? That's what he did. By the way, if you haven't seen, go to my page, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and go to Kev Perks. And if you are a diabetic and your drug costs are going up, you need to click on that link. And contact my buddies over at RX Rexall Solutions. They will get you your meds. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, if you have over $150 a month in recurring medical costs, you know, like you've got diabetes or MS or something like that, and you want to get that knocked down considerably, particularly if it's well into the hundreds, $400 or $500, and you want to get it significantly knocked down, saving yourself, you know, a couple hundred dollars, $300 a month, go to Kev Perks at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We have something for you. I promise you it works. My father-in-law uses it. My editor for the Black Sphere is saving money. I'm going to have her on so she can tell you. It's a godsend to her family. They don't make a lot of money. I know what I pay her. I know what her husband does for a living. They don't make a lot of money. But they're raising 8 kids, most of them not even theirs. Family members, kids they've had to take in for a variety of reasons. And so she's now saving hundreds of dollars a month. She called me and I said, I wish I'd known earlier that this was an issue for you. So we can save her, and are. We are now saving her hundreds of dollars a month. Anyway, going back to Biden. Weakest approval numbers, lower than Trump and Obama. Biden said this, the week ahead of us will be hard, but I promise you this, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you voted for me or not. I will keep the faith that you have placed in me. Nobody placed any faith in you. I will be placing faith in a crackhead prostitute. Yeah, right. They go on to say, despite his promises for all Americans, he's not off to a good start, at least in terms of ratings, coming in below his two predecessors. This is Rasmussen's daily tracking poll. They've averaged the first days of Biden's presidency. Started out at 48% approving, 45% disapprove. Notably, struggling with women, they say 46% approve, 48% disapprove. White Americans, 43% approve, 51% disapprove. Then comparing what Biden is doing worse than Obama, and shockingly enough, even President Trump. Trump kicked off with a 56% approval, 44% disapproval. Obama started with 62% approval, 32% disapproval. And you know who did the best? Mr. Trump, he's the one who knocked it out of the park. Not baby black Jesus with his high approval ratings when he started. No. Now, why are they blasting him? Well, if you got friends in the oil business, if you have a car that depends on oil and gas, if you have a home that's heated by something other than solar or natural gas or something else, then guess what? You're probably not happy that the Keystone Pipeline is being stopped. Cornyn, who's a rhino out of Texas, but here's what he had to say. The biggest losers from this decision are the energy workers who stood to benefit from the pipeline. There's no doubt our industry has already suffered during the pandemic, and Biden's answer is to kick the industry further down the well. I hope this isn't a preview of what's to come from the Biden administration, but rather that he'll work with energy-producing states like Texas to find common ground on all of the above policy. Well, he's not going to find common ground. That's not his job. He won't do it. He doesn't care. He doesn't have to care because it's not about him. It's the green energy lobby that Barack Obama spent billions paying off, and all the people that invest in that just got to file bankruptcy and take billions of your tax dollars. That's who he's kowtowing to. But if you think the problem is with the green lobby and black energy, just wait until, Chinese have already started flying jets over Taiwan. And I said this, the two groups of people who have the biggest thing to lose with Trump losing or having his thing stolen is Taiwan and Israel. So we'll see the shakeout. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Tuesday. One of the things being bantered about on the floor is a new coronavirus stimulus plan. Brian Deese is a White House director of the National Economic Council. He tells CNBC the plan put forth by the Biden administration is needed to jumpstart the economy.
You know, we think that this is a sensible approach and calibrated to the moment that we are in right now, where the risk of not acting, the risk of inaction at this precarious moment in the economy really outweighs the risk of sitting back and waiting and seeing as the virus accelerates and as the economy moves downward.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas says all customs and border protection construction on the U.S.-Mexico border wall will stop by the end of Tuesday. This complies with Biden's executive order that was issued last week. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is moving forward tenuously with the new power-sharing agreement.
This victory will let us move forward with a 50-50 power-sharing agreement containing all the elements of the 2001 model, because it will sit on the very same foundation.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell agreeing to move forward since two Democrats announced they want to keep longstanding filibuster rules. What this means is all legislation still requires a 60-vote threshold to move forward. Several major airlines are issuing travel waivers as a major winter storm is bringing severe weather to parts of the country. The National Weather Service says regions in the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast are expected to see a bout of heavy rain, snow, and strong winds on Tuesday. In anticipation of the winter storm, American, Delta, Southwest, and United have issued waivers, and hundreds of flights are also being canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, Democrat, joins us now. Congresswoman, great to see you. I know you've just been out of the job for a week or two. Are you surprised at pushing forward with this extra surveillance on would-be domestic terror?
It's so dangerous. You know, as you guys have been talking about, this is an issue that all Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians should be extremely concerned about, especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes or how this ends. When you have people like former CIA Director John Brennan openly talking about how he's spoken with or heard from appointees and nominees in the Biden administration who are already starting to look across our country for these types of movements similar to the insurgencies they've seen overseas, that in his words, he says, make up this unholy alliance of religious extremists, racists, bigots. He lists a few others and adds at the end, even libertarians. So when you look at their process and they start looking at, okay, what characteristics are we looking for as we're building this profile of a potential extremist, what are we talking about? Religious extremists? Are we talking about Christians, evangelical Christians? What is a religious extremist? Is it somebody who's pro-life? I mean, where do you take this? You start looking at, okay, well, obviously you have to be a white person, obviously likely male, libertarians. Well, if anybody who loves freedom, liberty, maybe has an American flag outside their house, or people who, you know, attended a Trump rally. Once you start walking this down the path, you see where it leads to a very dangerous undermining of our civil liberties, mm-hmm. our freedoms in our Constitution, and a targeting of almost half of the country.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So that was Tulsi Gabbard talking about what the Biden administration has planned for us. Extra surveillance on domestic terror. John Brennan, who should be in prison, says he's met with the Biden administration on the what he called the unholy alliance. Get this. Think about this. Unholy alliance of religious extremists, racist, bigots, and libertarian. So if you're a religious extremist, when I think of religion, religious extremism, I think of Islam. I don't think of Christians or Jews. I don't think of Protestants or Catholics. When I think of racists, I don't think of anybody on our side. I think of the new Black Panthers, and I think of the racists that are created a society of Black Americans who don't even know how to respect themselves. The bigots who are openly bigoted against whom? Who's the most oppressed right now in terms of open racism? And if you didn't answer white, specifically white males, well then you've been asleep, Rip Van Winkle. You better get up and start smelling the coffee. And libertarians. freedom lovers. This is the profile of the extremist, huh? Because you're pro-life and you actually know the science involved and when life begins, you're an extremist and you're a bigot. This is amazing. So when you ask the question of, can Joe Biden unite the country? No, he cannot. He cannot unite this country. They took a poll of this and they said, just 1 in 5 Americans have a great deal of confidence in Biden's ability to make good his goal to unify the country. This is an ABC Ipsos poll. This is not a slanted poll of, you know, towards conservatives. This is people going, no, he can't, any more than Barack Obama did. Show me anything that Joe Biden has done that you go, man, that's right up my alley. That's what I was hoping for. This is a guy that shouldn't be, that has usurped the seat of the presidency. And now people are pulling the triggers on all the things that he's supposed to be doing. And you have been targeted for extinction. I know it may seem like I'm, you know, conspiracy theory or whatever. I'm telling you people, why do you think this Capitol Hill thing, think about the number of times that Antifa has smashed windows, Black Lives Matter has shot cops, and I could go on, and you see no rancor, there's hardly any rancor at all amongst the left. But Capitol Hill, where, by the way, they arrested another guy who was carrying a Confederate flag and wore Trump gear, and guess who he was? He was a New Hampshire Biden voter and supporter and a registered Democrat. The majority of the people who created the Capitol Hill problem that has been blown so far out of proportion, it's ridiculous. Can you imagine if a million leftists had stormed Capitol Hill because Trump decided to put himself back into office, which would have been the right thing to do? Can you imagine what would have happened? What damage would have been done to that city? All you got to do is look anywhere. Look at Michael Brown Jr. when he was killed, got himself killed, and ask yourself, what would they do? But what they did is they flipped it. Now, you're the radical. You stormed the Capitol. They have a right to have National Guards and fences up and all that because they can't trust you. And you didn't do a thing. And now you're the bad guy, and they are rationalizing, looking into legislation to target you. This is insane. 35% in this poll said they have a good amount of confidence that Biden can unite the country. 19% said not so much confidence. They were asked their questions after they had watched the video of Biden's inaugural address where he says, we can treat each other with dignity and respect. We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature. Yeah, let me tell you this. I dare you to go and express your issues with anybody on the left with what has just happened. I dare you to talk to them about the theft of the election. I dare you to talk to them about Biden's record, his actual record. I dare you to mention Hunter Biden and his ties to all this illegal money. I dare you to talk about Dr. Jill and her BS degree. Now, I'm not talking about bachelors of science. I dare you to talk about the Biden family and the level of corruption that this family's had. They don't want to hear it. And I'm going to give you some inside baseball. No, I can't. I can't tell this story because somebody would figure out who the people are. But I can tell you this. The Biden family protects itself, and Joe Biden blatantly lied on some of the things that he said he's going to do, all in an effort to protect the money that his family makes. Right now, let me give you a hint on the stock market. Find out what the Biden family's involved in and invest in it. You'll be fine. Treat each other with respect. Anyway, he goes on, he says this, for without unity there is no peace, only bitterness and fury, no progress, only exhausting outrage, no nation, only a state of chaos. What they do to Trump? What they do, they targeted this man. I tell you what we do. We heap on Biden's little bony shoulders every issue every issue that they brought on Trump. Right now, China, I mentioned this earlier, China is threatening Taiwan. Biden is not a week into his presidency, and they are already threatening Taiwan. If I were China, I would go take over Taiwan immediately. I'm telling you what I'd do. If I was Xi, I would go right in there and say, we are taking over Taiwan and dare the United States to do something. Don't be surprised if that happens. If you are a nation that wants to take over other nations, you got the best opportunity to do that known to man right now. Go make it happen, baby. Joe Biden. They said, at the same time, 71% of those who watched the entire or part of his address said it was very or somewhat convincing. And see, this is where the polling gets to where you can forget about it. Don't believe it. It's a lie. They aren't convinced. What's he going to do? More black people abandoned the Democratic Party than in any time in modern history going back to Dwight Eisenhower. That was the last time that blacks voted for that candidate, the Republican candidate, till Trump. You think they feel like Biden's going to represent them? I don't believe it for a second. So what's he going to do? You think he's appealing to young girls, young women, the millennials or the Gen Zers or whatever? You think they're going to, the ones that said, who is this guy? Is he actually the president now? You think he appeals to them? You think he appeals to the Latino population? They're going to go, oh my gosh, you know. Yeah, let's all start healing now. It's insane. One in five believe he can heal. I would say to the one in five, are you serious? What makes you think? I mean, I would be curious to know what he's done. What has he demonstrated that would make you believe that he's got that ability? Is it that, you know, stylistic way he delivers his stumbling speeches?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Big backfire. Joe Biden being president. Already seeing it in the polling and things like that. Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. It's going to be a different year for us. And I know, you know, we got the election stolen from us, but it's going to be a different year for us in many ways, in a good way. And I know it's hard to believe as you witness what's happening with Biden. He's not in control, but we get to put these leftists on full display. And there's nothing like showcasing. And let me put it a different way. I've often said to people, you learn sometimes more from watching people and their bad habits than you learn on your own. And this is where we are. We can learn a lot from the bad habits of the left. We watch politics be done to us as American citizens, and we're tired of it. We watch these people kowtow to special interests. It's no different. It's back in play. And we're tired of it. So we learned a ton. Donald Trump taught us a ton. you learn a lot from people. The reason why I'm not an alcoholic is I watch the results of alcoholism on my family. I watched drug abuse on my family and where people ended up. I didn't have to do them. I wasn't one of those people that said, you know, I know all this stuff has crushed my family. Let me see if I can be the one that's the exception. I said, you know what? I'll stay clear. I'll completely, you know, be a teetotaler, stay away from it all, and let's see how it does me. And it's done okay. I had a conversation with my son. I said, your grandfather, my dad, is an alcoholic and a drug addict. I said, I never used a drug. I was having this conversation with him because I said, you've never seen me get drunk or whatever. You don't understand it. But I said, I'm going to show you videos of people. I'm going to show you the life that they lead, because there isn't enough, you know, in your face evidence. But if I show you enough and tell you why I never did it, maybe you will decide you won't do it. That in the way that we've raised you. And he goes, I get it, Dad. And I said, you can't be afraid of what your friends say. You can't be at a party and go, well, I mean, everybody else is doing it or whatever, because you need to understand the outcome. And see, that's what the Democrats, they need to see the outcome. They're not like us where you can be anecdotal and say, no, I get it. I've seen enough crackheads on TV. I get it. Democrats have to have it happen to them. They got to hit rock bottom. They got to be users themselves. So they're going to be users. And sadly, most of them didn't want to be users. It got put upon them. That's what's happened. They're forced. Many of these leftists, they didn't want Biden either. The same people that see him as a uniter, the 20-something percent, that's the number of people who actually give a crap about him. Anyway, any idea how this clown's going to handle foreign policy now that, you know, we know he's in bed with the Chinese? How about the Russians? You trust Biden and Kamala Harris on issues related to Russia? North Korea. Let me just tell you something. Joe Biden's going to get passed around like a prison punk. Anyway, somebody said this. If any monitor, this is what the North Koreans, I love how they go after people, but, and they didn't say this specifically about Biden, but this is what I would say this is what I said they would say if they were talking about Biden. Because I love their flowery language. Like, if any monetary languages or pontifications are exchanged in an atmosphere of confrontation are used for the purposes now and again at this crucial time, they will be diagnosed with ecumenical foundation of a full frontal moron. I mean, it doesn't have to make sense, but I can tell you this. They went after Biden, the North Koreans did. Then, this is an article I'm going to read from it. It says, North Korea displayed new submarine-launched ballistic missiles under development and other military hardware in a parade that underlined leader Kim Jong-un's defiant calls to expand the country's nuclear weapons program. They are already ready to test this demented clown known as the President of the United States. That isn't my president. State media said Kim took to the stage the other night celebrating a major ruling party meeting in which he vowed maximum efforts to bolster the nuclear and missile programs that threaten Asian rivals and the American homeland to counter what he described as U.S. hostility. I don't know whether he's talking about the election of Biden. See, the election of Biden strengthens China, which means they have a bigger stranglehold over North Korea. Now, what's funny is they go on to say this. He wants to salvage the plans. He wants to salvage the nation's economies hit by U.S.-led sanctions over his nuclear ambitions, pandemic-related border closures, and natural disasters that wiped out crops. And I love this next statement. The economic setback have left Kim with nothing to show for his ambitious diplomacy with President Donald Trump, which derailed over disagreements about sanctions, relief in exchange for North Korean denuclearization steps, and pushed Kim to do what is clearly the toughest moment of his 9-year rule. So they want to make it sound like it's Trump's issue that it was derailed. No, Trump went in, started the conversation, got the North Korean, South Koreans to kiss and recognize each other's families, went over, met with Kim Jong-un, did everything he was supposed to do, and Joe Biden will derail it. We have thousands of Chinese spies all over this country, all over the world, and we have a moron in the White House whose son worked directly with the chief spy of the Communist Party, and he said it himself. And what does Joe Biden do? He rescinds an order on the Chinese when it comes to energy. Issued an executive order on it. So here's what Biden said. Section 7 of the MASIC order, which includes the revocation for the permit of the Keystone Pipeline, also revokes several climate and energy-focused EOs penned by the Trump administration. The Trump-era order sought to ban, replace, and set a new criteria on bulk power systems, electric equipment coming from a foreign country or national that poses a national security threat. Now, why is he doing this? Let me tell you why. Because they can put things in these machines now to destroy them. There can be things done. We did it with the Iranians. We shut down their PLCs. We shut down their centrifuges by putting a worm virus in there that caused them to spin at a frequency that would destroy them. So Trump is saying, I don't want anything coming from other countries that are where we depend on the grid. And here's what he said. Foreign adversaries are increasingly creating and exploiting vulnerabilities in the U.S. bulk power system, which provides the electricity that supports our national defense, vital emergency services, critical infrastructure, economy, and way of life. The BPS, the bulk power system, is a target of those seeking to commit malicious acts against the U.S. and its people, including malicious cyber activities. Because a successful attack on our bulk power systems would present significant risks to our economy, human health, and safety, and would render the United States less capable of acting in defense of others and its ally, the executive order read, the move prohibited any acquisition, importation, transfer, or installation of bulk power equipment, electric equipment, I'll get it out, by any person or with respect to any property to which a foreign country or national thereof has any interest that poses an undue risk to the BPS, the security, or the resiliency of U.S. critical infrastructure, or the U.S. economy, or the U.S. national security, or security and safety of U.S. persons. Makes sense, doesn't it? Not to Joe Biden. So he rescinds it. So now foreign entities can do exactly what President Trump said he doesn't want to. Let me put it this way. Go invest in electric backups and backup systems for the grid. Go get yourself a backup. And it'll run on gasoline, and you should have stored gasoline at the ready. And hopefully you'll figure out a way to tie it to some sort of a, you know, like your biofuel, like you take the fat off of the steaks that you cook and you'll recycle it and make your own biofuels. And then you can run it that way. But let me tell you something. We are vulnerable, and you're going to be vulnerable. If there's any time that these foreign nations want to come in and do damage, the time for them to do it is in the Biden little bit of time that he's going to have. That's when they need to do it. And if you think they're not planning it, you're crazy. And when Kamala Harris does her part to take over, once she gives Biden whatever pill he needs to take to go off into the abyss, what do you think she's going to do? You think she's prepared to deal with all the complexities of this nation? I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.